So ultimately what is really lacking is Prabhupada consciousness. Not only physical, Prabhupada's physical presence is lacking. Nowadays even Prabhupada's consciousness is lacking. When Prabhupada was here, then everybody was so Prabhupada conscious. Everybody's focus was Srila Prabhupada. Everybody was aspiring to develop some connection with Srila Prabhupada because they knew that is going to be that is actually the secret of the spiritual success. It's due to their connection to Srila Prabhupada that they would make spiritual advancement. But now that consciousness is lacking, like devotees are not really so much aware that Srila Prabhupada is the one who actually created this ISKCON movement. Prabhupada is the one who spread this movement all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada is the one who attracted so many people. Why so many, as you're asking, why so many people are not attracted today? I will say the personality of Prabhupada is like missing. It's Prabhupada who attracted all these devotees. They just saw Srila Prabhupada and they became attracted and they were prepared to offer everything to Srila Prabhupada, including their own life, including themselves. But now we are actually, in a way, we are presenting ourselves as the substitute for that. And I think that is one thing which is causing so much setback in our movement. Say for example, when Prabhupada was present, nobody in ISKCON wanted to know anyone else. Like then no one was interested to go to Gauri Mata, no one was interested to go Radhakund, no one was interested to go anywhere else to find some spiritual shelter or spiritual guidance. Because everybody knew that Prabhupada is the one. And actually compared to Srila Prabhupada, everybody became so insignificant. It's something like when the sun is in the sky, you don't see the fireflies. These fireflies become completely obscured. But it is because of Srila Prabhupada's absence, like the absence of the sun that has created the darkness, that some fireflies are appearing to be so bright. And individuals being bewildered, they're just running after them, those fireflies. And in course of that, they're just missing out on the real thing. Like they're running after different gurus, different spiritual leaders, thinking that, well, they're the real personalities, they're going to give us, or give them that what Prabhupada did not give, and so forth. But the main concern is, or my question to them is that will they offer you the shelter that ISKCON can offer you? Will any one of them will be able to create an institution like ISKCON that Srila Prabhupada created, which will provide the spiritual shelter to all of you? Okay, you are attracted to these personalities, and as long as the personality is present on the planet, you know, maybe because of his charisma and because of his somewhat spiritual potency, you know, your spiritual life is protected. But when they are gone, then what's going to happen to you? Where will you have the spiritual shelter? You don't have any association of devotees. You don't have an institution that is going to sustain the spiritual life. But that's the biggest gift that Srila Prabhupada has given to us, given to us in the form of ISKCON. We have ISKCON. And if we remain in ISKCON, our spiritual life is protected. We don't have to go anywhere. And Srila Prabhupada has given everything. We don't have to look for anything else anywhere else. And that's why, as far as I'm concerned, these people are just becoming attracted by some fireflies who were completely insignificant and obscure when Srila Prabhupada was present. So Prabhupada's absence is actually making this difficulty for many. But at the same time, those who are intelligent and those who are pure, those who are non-envious, they'll be protected. Those who remain in ISKCON with implicit faith in Srila Prabhupada, their spiritual life will be sheltered, their spiritual life will be protected. And at the time of their death, we will see how gloriously they leave their body and go back to the spiritual world. Therefore, this is one thing that we cannot afford to lose: Prabhupada consciousness, recognizing Prabhupada's unique position for all time. It is not that Srila Prabhupada came and Srila Prabhupada is gone. We have to recognize that Prabhupada is still present. We can receive his mercy if we remain in his ISKCON, loyal to him, loyal to his lotus feet. And those who will be all loyal to Srila Prabhupada, they will meet spiritual advancement, leaps and bounds. And those who are not, they will just wander around like some stray dogs in the streets. Prabhupada himself used to give the example. The difference between a stray dog and a dog with a master. What's the difference? You see the dog with the master, he's so confident because he knows that he has a master. But the street dogs, they're just barking here and there, struggling to get some food from here and there. They're fighting among themselves just to scavenge some food from the dustbin. But you know, we, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, don't have to worry about that. We know that we have master. And that's why we are so confident in ISKCON. We don't have to worry about anything. We have our master, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.